Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you'll get 4 specific ways you can engage with your leadership mentors to stand out from everyone else and make them want to help you even more. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Welcome to the show. In this episode, you're going to get 4 specific steps you can take with your mentors. And when you do these, you'll distinguish yourself because most people just don't do these things. And you'll get the help and support you need to build your career, more even from the mentors you have, as well as a reputation that will help you get even more mentorship. So let's get into it. The first thing here is, if you aren't thinking about mentors already, I would encourage you to do that, because you don't build your career alone. We don't do anything in this world alone, and you won't get where you're going without help either. Your business mentor is often an unsung hero of your growth. They offer perspective when you're stuck, courage when you're scared, and insight when you're blinded by your own brilliance, which happens to all of us. But there's one secret ingredient that most rising leaders overlook in interacting with their business mentors. And it seems like such an easy thing, but it's also easy to overlook. What is this thing? It is gratitude. And I'm not talking about a generic thanks for everything kind of gratitude here. I'm talking about sincere, specific, strategic gratitude that truly sets you apart as someone worth mentoring again, someone worth investing in, and it builds your relationships and it will attract other mentors. So let's get into how this works. How is it that your mentors matter so much? How a thoughtful, strategic thank you can transform your trajectory. So the single most important thing you can do for your business mentor, and I'm going to give you 4 different steps here, 4 different ways of breaking down communication skills to break down meaningful gratitude. But mentors speed up your growth because they've been where you're going. They've already faced the conflict, the setbacks, all the self-doubt. And when you have the courage to ask for guidance, they give you their most valuable asset, which is their earned experience. And despite all that value, you might be surprised how often I see mentees take their mentors for granted or act as if the mentor even owes them the time or wisdom. But mentors don't owe you anything. When they invest in you, it is truly a gift. And one of the most effective ways, it's the single most important thing you can do for your mentor and to nurture that relationship, is to show them how you've used their advice. Tell your mentor what you've done with what they gave you. When you circle back and say, "Here's what I tried after our conversation," it tells your mentor that you listened, that you respect their wisdom. That kind of follow-through builds trust, credibility, and rapport. And you'll set yourself apart because very, very few other people ever go back and tell their mentor, "Here's how I used your advice." But let's not stop there. So what makes gratitude meaningful and what doesn't? The thank yous that matter aren't the prettiest. They're the most personal. Anyone can say, "I really appreciate your time." What sets you apart is showing how their time changed you. So here are these 4 elements that I want to break down for you. Number 1, we've been talking about, use the advice. You actually have to use it first. You took the next step because they gave you a map. You did something with it.
That is so valuable. It makes the mentor feel that their time was well invested, that they spent their time wisely. So first, use the advice. Second, share how you used it. This is where you go back and you tell them what you tried, even if it didn't go perfectly. You might even get some follow-up wisdom or advice based on your experience there. So these first two, really critical. Use the advice, share how you used it. And then the third piece is tailoring the thank you to your mentor. You don't need to default to gift cards. Listen to them, learn who they are, what lights them up. And when you're thinking about how to tailor gratitude to your business mentor, you know, maybe your mentor is a craft beer aficionado. I had a mentor like this. He loved Belgian craft beers. And so when I wanted to say thank you, I just got him one large bottle of that kind of beer that was his favorite. He was so touched by that because it was in a conversation, you know, over, I don't remember, we were in an informal setting. It was 3 months earlier. And then as a mentor, he helped me. And I said, you know, I wanted to say thank you. So I got him this bottle of beer 3 months later. The fact that you were paying attention speaks volumes. Maybe they mentioned their love of jazz, so you send them a vinyl of a live Coltrane recording. Or maybe they love handwritten notes, so you write one that brings tears or at least a smile to their day. Personalizing your thank you tells your business mentor that you see them as a human being, not just as a source of useful information. You can get that from ChatGPT up to a point. But this human relationship, that actively, proactively looking out for you and thinking about what's going to benefit you, so valuable, much more than good manners. It's how you build connection capital. And in your leadership journey, that capital pays a lot of compound interest. All right, so our first three steps, use the advice, share how you used it, tailor the thank you to them. And number four here, this one might take a while. This is where you're going to reflect the results. If you get results immediately, share them. You might be able to do that right in the same process as these first three, but you may need to go back to your mentor a month or two later and describe what happened for you. It might be 6 months, it might be a year later. A promotion, a hard conversation that finally happened, the sale that you made, whatever it is, a mindset shift. Taking time a few months down the road to let them know what happened, that distinguishes you as a world-class mentee. They feel valuable. They feel that they made a difference, that their time was wisely spent. Well, guess what happens? When you share how you used a mentor's guidance, it validates their investment. It says you made a difference. And people who feel that way are more likely to continue supporting you. You may also build momentum because your personal specific gratitude gives them a story they can tell others about your character. And I had this happen to me. The gentleman that I was mentioning who I got the beer, he told other people in his circles who had the opportunity to mentor me what a good mentee I was because I took advice, I did something with it, and I was really good at saying thank you. And I had some other mentors in that circle who were transformational in my career. It becomes your reputation and it opens doors. Gratitude will turn good mentoring into great mentoring by making it a two-way relationship, not just a one-sided transaction. So giving back is how you complete the cycle. One day, you're going to be the business mentor giving the advice, and the best mentors are those who remember what it means to be on the receiving end. So start today. Who's in your gratitude queue? Grab a pen. As soon as you're done with the podcast, grab a pen. List three people who invested in you this year. What'd they teach you? How did you use it? What changed for you as a result? Now take 15 minutes and do something that reflects that story back to them. A thank you note, a meaningful message, or maybe a beer that says you matter. Because gratitude isn't just kind. It's not just manners. And it doesn't just make you feel good. It is, it does. It does all those things. Gratitude is also strategic. And it might be the most underused superpower in your career. And so while we're saying thank you, I want to make sure I say thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for the work on this episode. Until next time. I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you, be the mentee and the mentor, and ultimately be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.